Do we have any questions?
Yeah, I think the operator has to give some instructions. Jennifer's going to give some instructions on how people can line up for a question. So, Jennifer, what's the instructions for them to...
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. And if you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before entering your request. And we do have several questions.
Okay.
All right. Well, I have one right now, if you can just hold on. Dave has one about prostate issues in green tea and chlorophyll. And I just want to say that that is one of the issues that the EGCG falls into that category as an anti-inflammatory. And if you have an issue with that, that's probably a really good antioxidant that you want to combine with some other program you have for it. I wouldn't be treating that type of an issue with just green tea. But it certainly could be an amazing add-on as a nutrient for that. And so go ahead, Colleen, you have a question?
Okay, yeah, okay. What's our first question?
Our first question comes from the line of Maria Mercado. Please go ahead.
Hey, Maria. Hi. What is your question?
No, don't have questions. Only happy for the conference and congratulations. My English now is perfect. Sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Glad you're enjoying the tea.
And our next question comes from the line of Linda Morris. Please go ahead.
Hey, there she is. Hey, hey Linda.
I'm loving the 10-4. And everybody I've given it to is loving it. In fact, I texted Colleen one morning because my fitness trainer, she sent me it. I gave her 3 samples, and 3 days later, she texted me before our weightlifting class, "Hey, girlie, bring me more crack, please!" exclamation point. And this gal, she is so organic and, you know, cautious that I thought that was quite the amazing endorsement. But actually,
that's our new joke. That's our new joke, Linda.
Oh, is it? I need more crack.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, because of Nikan's fabulous PowerPoints, I became aware of how much caffeine is in dark chocolate. And 2 nights ago, I had a friend, actually Heather Lauks in town, and we ended up having dark chocolate. And then I came home and went to bed, and I was wide awake. I couldn't sleep. And like 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm still wide awake, and I'm like, oh, no dark chocolate at night anymore. And it actually created me going and doing more research for my call that I did on Tuesday morning, you know, to really, like, what is the difference between natural caffeine and unnatural caffeine? And I was reading that unnatural caffeine or coffee is actually acidic, whereas the matcha tea is alkaline. Can you share a little bit more about that, Roger?
I haven't actually seen that research, so I don't know if it is more alkaline, but I would assume that it is. Caffeine has always been accused of being or causing too much acidity in the system, and I'm not sure if that's because most people never drink plain coffee. They drink coffee. They try to kill the taste, basically. with tons of cream and other things in it that makes it probably a very non-healthy drink. So, you know, the whole acid-alkaline thing is pretty confusing because things that you eat that are acid-forming can actually turn you alkaline and things that are alkaline can produce acid. So, I just like to just, for my own thing, stick to the fact that it is one of the healthiest nutrients you could ever drink and that helps your acid alkaline. I'm sure it does because it contains naturally occurring vitamins and minerals. That's one of the things your old body uses to make alkalinity. So
I have to say, I was blown away.
If you're mixing with Pie Meg water, that might help.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true.
And if you're not, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, well, I was reading more about it. And I mean, this matcha tea is just off the charts healthy for you. So it's not just people looking for that energy boost. I was just blown away. So thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Linda. It's good to hear your voice.
And our next question comes from the line of Janet Robinson. Please proceed with your question.
Hey, Colleen. Hey, Roger. How are y'all? So I'm loving this green tea as well. And, you know, Nikan has hit this out the ballpark. It's so simple for me to loan this product, and I have yet to have one single person say they didn't like it. So thank you, thank you, thank you for a phenomenal door opener into our business. But I did have a lady question the amount of B vitamins. She said, I take a B supplement, and her concern was with the B6 being at 500%, the B12 being at 1667%. Is there a concern for too much B vitamins that she already takes a B supplement?
Sure, okay, I'll answer that for you. Dave, they're asking if you're taking a multi or a B vitamin supplement, whether the added vitamins in B10-4 will cause a problem. And I have to say absolutely not, because even though it says 500 times the RDA on one of the vitamins, right? You have to realize 500%. The RDA on most B vitamins are 1 or 2 milligrams, which is so low that it has nothing to do with modern requirements of vitamins. So if you have a vitamin that's 1%, you know, 1 milligram is the RDA or 2, and you put in 5, that's 500% more. It's really not a large amount of B vitamins at all.
Okay.
B vitamins are water soluble, so they flush out of your system quite quickly. In other words, there's something that you should have some sort of something with B vitamins in it almost every single meal, you know, 3 times a day. This is why you break up your nutritional supplements throughout the day instead of taking them all at one time. Because B vitamins are water soluble, they have about an hour shelf life in your system and they move on. They're used as coenzymes to create other activity in your system, which could last longer than an hour, but the actual vitamin itself has a short shelf life. So you're not going to run into any problems taking a multi or a B vitamin by drinking the 10-4.
Okay, excellent. Good information. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Janet.
Yeah.
Our next question comes from the line of Mike Dumicio. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Close enough.
Mike Dumicio for everybody else.
Roger,
I can't use my earpiece.
Roger, the extent of your knowledge is just so impressive. There's no end to it. I've known you for some time now. It's just incredible. Now, I just wanted to share a little bit of a testimony, actually. And by the way, I'm experiencing exactly as you described, and everyone seems to be consistently saying the same thing. It's this gradual rise. And what my daughters described it as, I think, is brilliant. These are teenage girls who are burning it at both ends, tons of homework, tons of extracurricular activities, and they're up real late at night doing the work that they're doing, and then going to sleep, and a few hours of sleep, and turning that over again, and then of course the weekends are social, and along with homework and so forth. So it's very, very busy time for them, and the difficulty for them is alertness, focus. And both my girls say they just found that they have much, much better focus. In fact, I believe my daughter is seeing improvement in her grades. She was really concerned about some of her tests. And she's just come alive all of a sudden. So it's really exciting as a parent to hear that. Also, my other daughter described the experience, a great, great metaphor. It was like waking up from a great nap. That's how she feels. Whereas coffee, believe it or not, kids taking coffee these days, it's almost as if that's what they've learned they need to do if they want to have any energy at all. Better that than even worse, but still, this is such a healthy alternative for that, too. She found that coffee gives her the jitters, like everyone thinks. And so these were, for me, really organic and natural testimonies, because they don't have to impress me. They just got to tell me like it is. And so I'm super pleased with this product, and I think this is a huge, huge story for our business. and our business has such a wide range of incredible technologies that you've described, Roger, over the years that I think, the other question I wanted to ask, Colleen, is this call being recorded?
Yes.
Fantastic. I'd like to see the link for that as soon as possible.
Yes, we will have that up in ASAP. Yes. Well, thank you, Mike. That was awesome. Great testimonials.
Hey, I want to say this, Dave. I finally figured out how to get it on speakerphone for you. But what the big gaps in sound that you keep hearing is that everybody that gets on to ask a question is raving about all the results they're getting with people, and that every time they give it out to someone, they get positive feedback. So that's why I haven't been saying anything for long gaps, because there hasn't been a question to answer.
You covered it all. I think everyone's just having a great time with this product out there. So it's great to have the testimonials too, especially when we're recording. So any more? Do we have any more questions, Jennifer?
We do have a question from the line of Faye Wang. Please go ahead.
Hey, Faye.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, good. Roger, great to hear your voice again. Thank you. Before I ask my question, I wanted to integrate a testimonial in and also suggest to everyone out there, if you're not talking to people that work in the restaurant industry, you're missing a huge, huge market. So I popped into a place. I needed to kill some time. I was talking to the bartender and just asked her if there was a huge use of energy drinks in the restaurant, and she said, yeah, in fact, I just called my girlfriend because I forgot to bring my Red Bull in. And I said, would you be interested in experiencing something that is healthier? She goes, yes, because sometimes I get panic attacks. So she mixed it in right there and drank it while we were sitting and talking, and I texted her later in the evening to ask her what she thought, and she said, hey, I loved how it worked. I ended up getting slammed tonight, and I stayed on top of everything. So get out there and talk to servers and bartenders, because they're all slamming energy drinks. So my question to you, Roger, was I came across somebody who said that there are people who have trouble. I know. I was talking to a nutritionist, and she had said there are people out there that cannot absorb vitamin B. And she said for them, it has to be mentholated. Can you expand on that?
Sure. What she said was partially true. People cannot process their genetic issue with processing folic acid, and have to take something called methylfolate because their liver, almost all folic acid is synthetic, but your liver instantly into the usable form of folic acid, so it doesn't really matter so much. But they're now finding like 40% of the population cannot process folic acid, so they have any deficiency in an enzyme that has 7 syllables in it, so I'm not going to try and pronounce it. But it has to do with methylhydrate something. But it's what you're talking about. Their body does not process it, so they become folic acid deficient. Now, we don't have folic acid in this drink. We have B12 and B6. And the B12 in particular is a methyl form, is methylcobalamin, I think you pronounce that. But that's the form that's the most easy to actually absorb of B12. B6, most people don't actually have a problem digesting and processing that. You can find, I don't know exactly which form, because I haven't been sent that from Nikon that it's in, but most B6 is easily processed by the body, and it doesn't require much breakdown or transformation to use it. So the problem and the worry that most people have is all with folic acid, and that's not a B vitamin that's in this product.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank Okay.
And our next question comes from the line of Gloria Schneider. Please go ahead.
Hi, Colleen. Hi, Roger. Roger, Atlanta misses you. But I'm glad you're happy and not in the snow right now. I was referred to a firefighter in Texas, and I mailed him some samples. His response was that he got about 2 to 2.5 hours of energy out of it. Could this be because of your comment about people who usually drink coffee need a little more time? Because he works 36-hour shifts and consumes energy drinks to get through the shift.
Yeah, you're also dealing with someone who has a lot of substances he pours in his body to get energy. Mm-hmm. So he's not feel the subtle effects of something for a long period of time. He's someone that has a job that requires him to be up and active and you know, if he's actually working and not sitting around, you know, when they go out, I mean, he's slamming it for hours at a time, right? And that is someone who has his whole stress and alert system is completely different from the average person, so he won't feel the subtle effect of it for that long. It just would be common. He might be someone drinking 4 or 5 cans of energy drink and coffee while he's doing his shift, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you can't expect the same exact reaction out of everyone, and he's got an unusual job, and he's probably taking an unusual amount of things to actually make it through that. So, you know, don't let it worry you that not everybody has that.
I wasn't worried about it. I wanted to let him know that if he wanted to kick the bad habit of what he was on, that it was okay to take this a couple of times during the day.
Oh, it definitely is. And the funnier thing, too, about energy is that when you can take something like, let's say you took a 10-4 and 3 hours later you think, I don't feel anything from it, right? But then all of a sudden the situation happens to where you have to become fully alert and deal with a situation at work or something of heightened energy. All of a sudden you're completely energized again. Because in the one state you were calm and you were not paying that much attention and not that aware. But when your awareness becomes heightened, all of a sudden you realize you have a lot of energy. It's kind of, it's almost a stamina type thing, but, so you can't really judge, you know, all these comments are just great opportunities to learn how your body works and how people function under stress and under all the different things that we do. So.
Fascinating, yeah. How young a person can take this, Roger? I'm thinking of children with ADD and ADHD, they often take a little bit of caffeine. And it has a calming effect on them.
Well, here's my take on that. Now, if I was to say that anybody in the world could take it, then the big hand would probably come out and slap me. Because in the world, the big thing that everyone says is no one under 18 can take anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really legal jargon that says I don't want to be sued because I recommended something to someone who was under 18. But the reality is, you know, how many kids do you know that don't once in a while go in the store and pound down a Red Bull or a Monster energy drink? You know what I mean? Those things are really dangerous for kids.
Oh, this is
a gentle cup of tea. It's, I have no problem letting my kids drink tea at home. You know, my kids require it on days when they have tests and days when they didn't get enough sleep. I give them something before they go to school because, you know, now I can give them a 10-4 because they just need a subtle lift and a shift in their energy without being over amped, right? Mm-hmm. And it lights up their brain a bit, yet at the same time it keeps it calm. It's almost the perfect energy for a test. You know what I mean? And, you know, everybody's familiar with Dr. Andrew Weil, the famous Harvard medical doctor on PBS.
Yes.
He did a great article once on how a lot of kids with ADD can actually just get by with a cup of coffee because they need a stimulant. And a cup of coffee or something like 10-4, you know, he mentioned coffee in his article, but something like that gives them a more natural effect without being a drug, which I hate to say this, but the drugs they have on the market for kids or ADD work the exact same way as cocaine, and they're highly addictive. So when you weigh those things together, do I want to give my kid that drug or just try him out on some green tea? It's a no-brainer, really. You go with the green tea. Yeah.
And our last And our last question comes from the line of Nancy Claremont Carr. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Hi, everybody. See, the question I have is, I understand that the EGCG in matcha green tea is a higher level than regular tea. And so I just wanted to know if that's true, because if people say, well, I'll just drink a cup of tea and it's a lot cheaper, obviously there's other benefits to ours, but is it true that in the form of the matcha green tea we are using that it's a higher level of the EGCG?
Yeah, that will have a higher level of active ingredient than just a tea bag that you make, for sure.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, and so the other thing that you're looking at, too, is that most people that use drinks like this aren't sitting at home, in the morning with all their conveniences of water and tea bags and things. We're talking about an active society now that's out doing things all day long and moving around in the world, and they want to reach in their bag and have something natural with the water they have and move on. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's the perfect thing for them to create those moments where they can enhance their day and enhance what they're doing and have the energy and clarity to get done what they need to do at the moment without driving somewhere, buying something hot, and waiting for it to cool off and drinking a cup of tea. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll never get
the
active ingredient out of a cup of green tea from a coffee house or anywhere else that they will out of a stick of this.
I'm sorry, what did you say? They'll never get the same what?
They'll never get the same level of antioxidant activity out of a cup of tea at a coffee shop as they will from something like matcha, which is grown to have the maximum amount of active ingredient in it.
Okay. Is there any way to know what the difference is in active levels between
the two? You have to do a on every single different tea bag in the world for that.
Okay.
But generally, I think, and this is something, I'm glad you asked that. This is the average amount of green tea that is beneficial for people to get the level of the active ingredient would be around 6 to 8 cups or tea bags. Right?
Right.
I know this because most of the studies on green tea come out of China and different societies where you don't realize they drink green tea from the moment they wake up till they go to bed. They're drinking green tea all day long, right? So they have a constant higher level of activity. So again, a person going down to a tea shop's not going to get much benefit out of drinking a tea bag of green tea. It's just not going to happen. Whereas matcha tea, now I don't know the exact milligram level of matcha tea, but it is a specialty tea that's grown to have the most nutrition in it of any tea that's on the market.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to know. That's perfect.
Yeah.
When I went to the tea shop, Roger, it was the most expensive tea to buy in the tea shop as well.
Oh, it is. It's considered the emperor's tea.
Yeah, and if anyone ever goes to any of those tea stores and buys tea, and you know how expensive tea is, and a little 100 gram bag of tea can, $15 to $20 later, you're kind of going, wow. And that's, it's expensive. So the woman said it is the most expensive tea, but it's the highest, most nutrient. That's what she said too. So
you combine it with
all our wonderful vitamins.
Colleen, what most people don't realize is that good tea costs a lot of money. The tea that you buy in a tea bag is the stuff that's left over at the bottom of the barrel that they can't give away. Because it's like in a butcher shop, the stuff that falls on the floor. That's what ends up with T-Bag. It's stuff that is just a hodgepodge of things that crumbled up. They fell at the bottom of the barrel, and they kind of put it together, and they sell it in a tea bag.
Sounds like the hot dog of tea.
The hot dog of tea. There you go. Colleen has said it. That's her saying.
That's what it sounds like. Oh, my gosh. Oh, dear. Well, none of us will be using tea bags again. We'll peel back to our... I don't. I have a son who is totally into tea, and our cupboard is full of little bags of different teas from everywhere. So we've got the gamut. So this one turned out to be a big one in our life. But just for the Canadians out there, we're still working on it coming to Canada. Unfortunately, it's not here in Canada right now, but it is on its way. Health Canada still asking a few questions, but hopefully I'm onto it because I too am in Canada, and as long as no one else has it, I don't get it either. We want this as soon as possible. So for the Canadians on the line, we'll get this to you as soon as possible. So, Roger, do you have any final thoughts on this before we hang up? I think we've done our damn it on the, we've been on the phone for over an hour now, or quite just about an hour, so.
Yes. Oh, I pretty much covered it all. So, in fact, I've got to go down and go into my next little meeting here, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for being on the line. This was recorded. I want to send you out a little note for having a Thanksgiving with tins and tea. I want you to start taking photographs with your tea around Thanksgiving. You're on your holiday. It'll be fun to post them on Facebook. Let's get some great pictures of this tea, the boxes of tea, the sleeves of tea around your Thanksgiving holiday, and I want to wish all the Americans a really wonderful holiday and a safe travels if you're traveling, and thanks for being on the call tonight. And don't forget, we have the kickoff call Monday, December the 2nd, I think it is. I'm not exactly, I've got to get my dates down here exactly, but don't forget, we're going to have announcements on that day. Yeah, it's actually the 1st. Monday the 1st, we were actually got December the 1st. So Monday the 1st, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And thanks, everyone. Thank you, Roger. You were wonderful. And thanks for everyone asking great questions. And we'll talk to you really soon. Good night, everybody.